we went to Cougar Hill, Nicaragua, and we went to flew to Managua, then took a puddle jumper to Bluefields, and then up the river on a boat. And it's a community of about 13,000 people with only one school. And so this structure is that we were working on is going to be a church slash school, which they desperately need. There was just so much that occurred there while we were there, as far as this being a first experience for me. The poverty, I'd never seen that kind of poverty before. And the joy that the people had who lived there all the time made me realize just how grateful I, you know, that I need to be for where I, for what I have, and not, everything's different for me. When Jeff said, everyone needs to go on at least one trip, it's life-changing, and it has been. I go into the market, and it's like I think about, okay, this is 4 months' wages for them. And I mean, it's just, I see things differently. I'm angry at commercials I see on TV that push getting more things. And it's just different for me. We worked really hard, really, really hard. And I'll let the guys cover that part. The sweet kids that we would pass every morning on our way out to the construction site, coming in across the fields, going to school. They had double session. The little tiny ones would go in the morning, and then the little older ones would go in the afternoon, and mixing everything by hand. All week, the guys did this, mixing everything by hand, shoveling it into buckets, carrying it up to the wall, up the wall. It just really, really hard work, and it just one of the things that oh, they brought our water in to use for this project. It wasn't drinkable. It was just everything had to be hauled in, and Mike, he just was playing. one of the things that just blew me away is even being back home and how God is continuing to use this trip. I have some neighbors across the street that I have been doing a walk across the room with, and I did manicure, pedicure, and haircut as part of the fundraising with them. They helped me with that. This is a couple that is in a lesbian relationship, and we have, you know, we're trying to bridge that gap in there of communication. And I needed a tree removed from my front yard, and she said, oh, my son and I will do it. It wasn't a real big tree, but anyway, they came over and did it, and she wouldn't let me pay her for it. And I'm going, my word, you work for, you know, I mean, this is a sandwich and an ice cream cone is not going to cut it here. This, you know. And she goes, Mary, you gave up a week of your life and went to Nicaragua. She said, this was nothing. And I just, every time I even say that, I get goosebumps, because God is using that in them. They're watching, and I am just so grateful to see that God covers everything, doing something eternal in everything. And, you know, we saw a lot. So I'll let the other two pick it up from here. They were creating that rebar that you saw. He was creating the rectangle pieces for us to wire, and that's what Tammy and I did all week, was wire rebar. And if we ever needed second jobs, we could hire out.